You are listening to The Riding, NFL DFS Podcast with Pat James.
Welcome, everybody, to The Riding DFS and Betting Podcast for Week 4. It is Thursday morning. Not all the injury-related news is apparent yet, but enough for us to be able to make a case for some players. This week, I think construction is gonna be a little bit more obvious than last week. Like last week, and I think I mentioned this, there was a ton of variation in cash game lineups, which was cool to see. This week, I think it'll be a little bit more concentrated given some of the injuries and some of the players that are off the slate and that type of thing. Let's start at QB. I think QB might be where there is a little bit more variation. It's tough. It really is difficult at quarterback. Obviously, you can pay up for someone like Josh Allen or Jalen Hurts, but I don't really see someone that's popping off the page just yet. We could go back to Kirk Cousins. He only went up $200 to $7,100. I'm not really sure where the ownership is going to fall, to be honest, at this point right now. Like, there's a bunch of guys under 6K that I think are somewhat viable. Russell Wilson, Sam Howell, Kenny Pickett. They all have like good point per dollar values in terms of projections, but I just don't know if you can confidently click on any of those guys in cash. Brock Purdy, I would say, obviously gets at home, the Cardinals defense at home. You know, you could really see him tearing things up, but at the same time, we probably want to roster Christian McCaffrey or look at rostering Christian McCaffrey. Can you play them both? Sure, you kind of lock up all the touchdowns for San Francisco. I don't know. I think it'll take me a little bit longer in the week to dial in quarterback. At running back, like we mentioned, Christian McCaffrey tops my list. You know, in terms of point per dollar, he's not gonna really light any... I don't even know what I'm trying to say. He's not going to light the world on fire in terms of point per dollar because he's 9,200. But in terms of ceiling and, you know, just guaranteed 20 fantasy points, he's right there. Same thing with Tony Pollard. He gets a little bit of a tougher matchup, but he's $1,400 cheaper. He had some bad touchdown variants last week. Rico Dowdle scored close to the goal line, even though Pollard had like 27 touches. He hit the 100-yard bonus and, you know, ended up with a decent day, but not what you'd expect from 25 to 27 touches. I also like Raheem Mostert again. He only went up $600. I think he's still going to see a good amount of carries. Kyren Williams, he saw 7 targets last week, even though he only converted on 2 of them. I think that rewrites there. And he converts on some more of those targets. He's a pretty good cash game play at 6,000. Miles Sanders is getting a ton of targets. He's currently questionable. We'll have to see about him. But I think he was targeted 9 times last week. That may have been, and he's been targeted all year, but that may have been a result of Andy Dalton a little bit. So I do like them. We do have DeAndre Swift at 5,700. He only played 50% of the snaps, but he's just so electric and is involved when he's on the field that I don't know how much that matters. Devon Achane is up to 5,700. Like, you wonder, how often does somebody blow up for 50 fantasy points and then they're never heard from again? Not often, right? Anytime there's a coming out party like that and you see someone like Devon Achane just absolutely burst onto the scene, they're usually involved for the rest of the year, right? Like, obviously something clicks with the coordinators that we have to get this guy in the field. He's literally breaking off touchdown runs every time he touches the ball. So I don't think that's the last we'll see of Devon Achane, but I just don't know if we could pay nearly 6K for him now. We'll have to keep an eye on Jerome Ford's status. He's up to 5,400. Same thing with Alexander Mattison. Now, this week, though, we might see Cam Akers get involved a little bit. Running back's a little difficult. There really isn't anybody cheap. I like Christian McCaffrey. I like Tony Pollard. I like Kyren Williams. I like Raheem Mostert. But after that, things are a little wishy-washy. Not 100% sure. Receiver is where I think we can really narrow it down. So there's a few guys at the top, namely Tyreek Hill, Keenan Allen, Justin Jefferson. All have not great matchups, but all are pretty much matchup proof. So I like those three at the top pretty big time. The problem is, I don't know if we could spend up for two of them, because there's some very apparent value at the low end at wide receiver. So obviously Josh Palmer, right? Mike Williams tore his ACL, is out for the year. Josh Palmer is only 4K. I think you could maybe play a little bit of Quentin Johnston in tournaments as a little bit of a pivot, like a natural pivot. But Palmer is going to be the guy who probably sees a little bit of uptick in volume. When Williams went out, obviously Josh Palmer scored that touchdown last week. Then we have Adam Thielen, who's been a target hog for the Panthers, is just absolutely crushing it, and he's only 4,500. Tank Dell, who we played last week, was a core four play last week, almost hit 30 DK points last week, is only up to 4,600 against Pittsburgh. He is also a solid play. So between those three guys in the 4K range at receiver, I think we're probably going to play two of them. There's also Curtis Samuel and Calvin Austin. I like both those guys. Those guys are in the mid 3Ks. Calvin Austin, because of Deontay Johnson's absence, you know, he caught the bomb last week. That's going to be kind of his MO this year. He'll be a pretty solid deep threat. I don't know if he'll see a ton of volume, but a nice pivot from someone like Josh Palmer in tournaments. Same thing for Curtis Samuel, a little bit of a gadget player. But he also, you know, he gets some carries, some jet sweeps. He gets all involved in all different kinds of ways. Those three are going to be heavily considered for cash games for me. And then Calvin Austin and Curtis Samuel, nice pivots in tournaments at the very low end. In terms of mid-priced receivers, like between 5 and 7K, I don't see much. Like, there's Nico Collins. Obviously, he's on the opposite side of Tank Dell. Probably don't want to play both of them. I like him in tournaments. These guys are going to be more tournament plays. A guy like, you know, Terry McLaurin. Okay, let's move on to tight end. Man, tight end is always a thorn in our sides. You know, if you played Sam LaPorta last week, kudos to you. We liked him. We just didn't get up to him. It's going to be like that all year because tight end is just so volatile. Some guys are 3,500, 4,500, and they just don't even catch a ball. It's just the way it works with tight end. Like, gone are the days. I mean, unless you want to pay all the way up for someone like Travis Kelce if he's on the slate, or Mark Andrews, you just have to know that zero is in the range of outcomes for most of these guys. It looked like the Steelers really tried to get Pat Freiermuth involved last week, and that may be because Deontay Johnson isn't there. And, you know, there was just a few more targets to go around. Definitely possible. So I like Pat Freiermuth. We'll see if Logan Thomas is back. 3,100 against the Eagles is pretty nice. I like that. Let's see. Bare bones, like bottom of maybe Donald Parham. He's been involved. I think he caught two touchdowns last week. He definitely at least caught one. But same thing for 3,200. Yeah, 3,200 Zach Ertz. So those guys are the guys I would look at. Maybe Dalton Kincaid at 3,200 as well. it's just, it's probably going to be Freiermuth for me, maybe Zach Ertz. It was tough not seeing Zach Ertz get many targets last week after being peppered with targets for two straight weeks, but that's just, like we said, that's just the variance at tight end. Obviously, listen to the live stream, the spaces on Sunday morning where I narrow stuff down a little bit more. I have a better idea of what my player pool is going to look like for tournaments and kind of who I'm going with in cash. Defense is a mess this week. Nothing really sticks out to me at all. Maybe the Panthers against turnover-prone Kirk Cousins, but you know, you almost have to get a turnover and a touchdown because they're probably going to give up points. The Raiders maybe against the Chargers. I'm just trying to, like, in this instance, we're not even looking for good defenses against poor offenses, because then you would just play like the 49ers at 4,700. You're just looking for a ton of pass attempts, right? Like, Justin Herbert could light up the Raiders all game, but if he's dropping back 45 to 50 times, the odds that he gets sacked a few times, probably fumbles, maybe throws a pick six, are greater than, you know, if you're playing, if you're the Cardinals playing Josh, or excuse me, if you're the 49ers playing Josh Dobbs, they'll probably be conservative. They'll probably give the ball to James Conner a bunch. They'll probably not take too many shots downfield with Josh Dobbs. And, you know, there just isn't a ton of opportunities for those types of turnovers. But that'll do it for the Ride In DFS and Betting Podcast. This was just the weekly look ahead rundown. Make sure to hop in Spaces Sunday, you know, sometime between 10 and 11:30, maybe earlier, maybe a little later. You'll get a notification if you're following me that I've started a Spaces. Hop in, we'll talk about it, we'll narrow it down. Have a good rest of your week.